Good, Tess Adarshani, Tuesday the 26th of March, Rabbi Herschel Hager, Chumras versus Colours.
Today we'll discuss Chumras, whether a person can be machmir on others or for himself. I'll start off with Tfilas from Chunim ben Akona, which is supposed to be doing every morning before we start learning. Yerutzum fenech adinoi lahai shloyered v'atakul aludi v'lakus l'bar luche v'isim l'bich v'arib l'oim al tumay tuhar v'loi al tuhar tumay. Just for a short hakdoma, when we talk about chumras, most of our Torah, most of our halachas today are what we would call gedorim, siyogim, chumras. When the Zman Shabbos Beis HaMikdash was kayam, we only had deraisis, really no derabonans. And Baal HaTanya explains why today we have, over the generations, so many chumras, which are chumras min adin, chumras which are Medina de Gomorrah, Medina de Shulchan Aruch, which we can't do away with. Those are part of Torah mitzvahs b'yomeinu. And he explains because b'zman shel Beis HaMikdash Shoyer Kaim, there was such a love, a passion for Ahavas Hashem, for Torah mitzvahs, the derises were good enough. For example, he says, when you buy an expensive watch or a piece of jewelry, the box that comes with it is 50 times the size of the watch or the piece of jewelry. It's wrapped up with cushion and a beautiful box and gift packaging is many, many times more than the actual size of the item you buy. Why? Because something you like, you want to protect as much as you can. And therefore, since there's such yiridus adoyrus for meshach the years, all the, what we call chumras, which are today, dinim, menadin, are there to wrap and make sure that the Torah, the Ahavas Hashem, the fire is still there for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And since there's so many other Ahavas, which are Ahavas for the wrong things, that's why we need so many Gedorim and Siyogim to keep the Ahava to Hashem is Baruch. That's why we have all these Chumras Menadin. We're not going to discuss those Chumras. Today we'll discuss Chumras which are not Menadin, which we have Luchas, where something is mutter. Can you be machmir on yourself or on others? And to be oyser samutter. In Dina Momonos, when you paskin Chosh Mishu Chala, obviously you cannot be machmir oyser adin. The Mishnah says in Mechoyrus, Reb Tarfon, he had a shalat, they had a cow which the womb was taken out, and a tarfon rendered this animal treif because it had a missing eva. Chachom said, no, it's not true. Even though this part of the animal is missing, the animal is kosher, it's not treif. Reb Tarfon said upon himself, okay, I've lost my donkey, the equivalent of my donkey, I'll have to pay up. The person who I was much of his behemoth, I told him his behemoth is treifer, and it wasn't treif, I made a mistake, I'd have to pay up. I can't pass them, be machmir for somebody else. And Rabbi Kiva said to him, don't worry, you're a mumcha min adin, you're a putter, the whole similar chosh mishpat, if a dime makes a mistake, if he has to pay or not, but he can't deliberately make a mistake, or even deliberately be machmir and say, I'm not sure about this halacha, and to be on the safe side, let's be machmir, I'll be machmir your be matter if you're animal, you can't. The dying can't do that. The Yerushalmi says, "Kesheim she'oso les lahatir so isa." Same way you cannot be matter so isa. Some which is also you cannot paskin lahatir. The same thing, you cannot les or samuta. If something is muta, you cannot aser it. And the Farshim Yerushalmi explained, "Cannot aser" means the dying has to go up then. And he can't say, I can't be bothered working out this shalat in its kushal treif, and so I'll be on the safe side, I'll be machmir for you. He's not allowed to do that. Same way he cannot be matis. Also, he cannot be machmir for somebody else. There's a tshuva in the Rechaim, where he, from Tzanzeru, where he discusses, there was a shoychet who once upon a time, the Shochtim, they were the Moiraro as well. When it came to the Alochas of Prefer, they would go around from village to village, from town to town. They were also passing the Alochas of the animal. And the Shochet was angry with Balabai for some reason. He didn't pay enough, or whatever it was. So he was matrif his behemoth. He said, your behemoth is treif. And so the Rukhan says, if this person, the Shochet, was over quite a number of Isur Deraisa. First of all, he's a gazlan. Not really a gram, he was goyram to someone to lose his animal. But if the shochet is paid for his services, you're paid to shecht and to paskin halucha. And you paskin wrongly, b'meizit, you're a richtig gazlan. You took money for your services, which were unjust. You took money and you didn't paskin the way you should have. So you're over on the sigzot. Then he says, since a shochet is a dime, when it comes to paskin, and is, even today, a shochet when he puts his hand inside the animal, he passes, nobody knows what's going on, what goes on there. He's the only one in the world who knows if this animal's kosher or not. If he's a matrif shleim ladin, he's over loisasa over b'mishpot. If he's now being done on this behemoth, he's over allowed, right, loisasa over b'mishpot, which nothing to do with gezel. You cannot be soisa the gidra Torah. The Torah says it's mutter. You cannot say it's not, it's an abuse of power, you call it. You're in charge to paskin this halacha, and you're saying it's treif when it's wrong, and only you can know. Then you're over of lesas or over b'mishpat. So chiddush lesas over b'mishpat applies not only to a dying paskin and edus or other dinim, but even dinim omnes. If a person paskins wrongly, this is over lesas over b'mishpat. He says another over. Another is the raisa of lesam and adam reecho. The Rambam says lesam and adam reecho includes if you see someone losing, someone tover b'no, you see someone drowning and you don't save him, over lesam and adam reecho. And including in this law, if you know Eidus for somebody else, you know something which you could help him, and you're not helping your friend, you're over or lesam with Adam Re'echo. The same way, if you goyer him to lose his animal, you're going to matter of something which is kush al pidin, you're telling him it's because you can't be bothered to work it out or be mazed, you'll be over also, never mind the sigzal and the sas of a mishra, you'll also be over lesam with Adam Re'echo, you're causing monetary loss to your chavra. And then obviously, the same way you cannot take away from the Torah, you cannot add to the Torah. You cannot be machme something which is mutter. And just to explain, the Rishonim explain v'derech moshel, when you have a ball, a round ball, if you add anything to it, it loses its shape. And if you want to get back the shape, you have to take off another part somewhere else. Something which is a ball, which is complete, you cannot add to it. And the same way you cannot take away, you lose the shape. The same way if you add something to it, it'll also lose its shape. So the Torah is complete. Torah Hashem Temimo. You cannot take away and you cannot add. And if you add anything, to get it back to the right shape, you have to take another part off. So, Loisifu Lesigru. If you pass him wrongly, you'll be over on Loisifu. You'll be Moisif. Something which is Mutter, you cannot be Machma and say it's also. Then, obviously, Midrash Shekhatircho. Torah Hashem Temimo. Torah Hashem is Emes. The Torah Zemes, and if you are passing something wrongly, you're over, apart from the Sas of Mishpat and the Sigzal, the Sam Dam Rech, you're also over Midvash Shekhet Ilchok. Then you have another problem of a Chumra de Usul de Kula. If you're Machme, something which is not Usul Min Adin, something Mutum Adin, and you're Machme, most times you'd be over on Chumra de Usul de Kula. I just learned the Gemara in the head, and the Gemara in the head discusses Ezok and Mamre. Ezok and Mamre says in the Torah, Ben Din Le Din, Ben Dam Le Dam. He's in any halacha in the Torah, if he argues with the Bez Din Hagodol, whether he's Machmo Mekel, he'd be considered Ezok and Mamre. And the Gemara says it only has to do with halachas which are Chayav Krisis. Chayve Krisis. A Zok Mamre is only if he gets into arguments to do with Chayve Krisis. That's all. But the Gemara said it's not everything. Because, for example, Ibar Shono, we're now on order base. If the Zok Mamre argues with the Bezdin whether it's a Lipi or not, whether you add another order, then he's playing with Chayve Krisis, playing with Pesach. He's playing with Chomets of Pesach. Is it a month before or a month later? Then the Gemara says, even in Dina Momonos, if he wrongly takes away Paskins, money belongs to Reuven, it really belongs to Shimon. And Shimon goes, takes his money to Mekadosh HaSoesho. If the money is Gezel, she's not an Eishas Ish. And Faket as well. So the Gemara discusses Kemat kol haTorah can even chayv a krisis. You can't be machme something which is mutter, because then you'll get into chumra de'usa de'kula. You'll be playing with, you might even be playing with chayv a krisis. So something which is mutter, you cannot say it's usa.
Even for yourself.
One second. We'll talk about it for other people. We'll instead discuss about machme for yourself. Another problem you can get into by being machme alo issa, and this is even for yourself, because people might be, they'll watch you doing something, and they'll be kaveh aloha ladoiris. They'll understand that this is aloha, and if you're machme, befrat odom chushim, people look up to him, and he's machme, something which is mutav nadin, people will not know the true aloha. Another two inyonim built up on the major surah of Yimachmur Olisan is something which Hamoinam, with Klalisrul, is Noigil Hete. And if you, people say it's Usa, what you're doing is you're causing them to be making another Isurim. They'll say, we know the Aluch is Mutter. Menagoilim is Lahate. You're telling me this is Usa. Oi, Bazoi, whenever you say something else is Usa, I'm also not sure if it's Usa or not. So it's again this type of chulma de'usa le'kula, by being machme in the wrong place, in the wrong times, people will be mezalzel whenever you say something is usa. So you have to be correct when you say something is usa, you have to be hamshan so it's usa, because if you say something is usa, that's really mutter, and the oilim is noig leheta, they will again make mistakes in other places. The Radbaz says specifically to do with making something krefer, that we discussed before, the Sam Dam Recho and the Sigzal, that animals that are Neshomos or Shomagulgul, and if you are wrongly matrif something, a behemoth or oif, which is kosher, you're causing a type of ratzicha. He said, the frap, he said, talk about kodshim, why? Shoichot kodshim b'chutz, if you shech kodshim outside the Azora, you're chayav kurus. Why is such a major issue of shoichot kodshim b'chutz? Because in kodshim b'frat, Neshomos or Magulgul in behemoths of kodshim, and if you're doing the wrong thing with behemoths of hegdish, you're a tzeach this nefesh. So again, a shoichet or someone who's matrif a behemoth or a oif, which is minad din mutter, this is
lehecher zachen. But you go so far to be choshes, and it could be it isn't.
You cannot pasken something wrong, and if you're paskening something wrongly, you'll be also goyrim a mikshel for Hashem as well. Never mind the lesigzel and the other surim. Yes, that's what Radbaz says in Tam Mitzvahs. So all these are all problems related to someone trying to be machme on something which is mutter. Now, again, if it's something which is sofik min haTorah, you're not sure if it's kosher treif. Min haTorah, you have to be machme because sveikah deraisa lechumra. Even if machloek is shoinim. You're paskin lahachme. That's what we're talking about. We're not talking about when a dim. Sorry?
How far do you have to go? For example, nikul. Like some people are experts on it. And like we kind of.
Again, so we have sveikas derai, so we're not sure what to do. So we have to be machme because we don't know how to do it. Or we don't know the aloha, or we can't.
Can you try to like, take someone who knows? People have like a long standing masara. Like we just.
Well, so again.
The whole Sephardi world, because. We don't accept their way.
Hi, without going into different minogam, different places, something which is also pishah chanoruch, or even if you minig, we are noig lahachme, we can't be meikul for reasons because maybe we have neshomus megulgul. No, it doesn't work that way. We have the halacha, we have the Torah, we have the gemura shochanoruch, which is also mutter. I'm talking about here things which are emes mutter menadin, and you'll be machme because you can't be bothered to look up the halacha shochanoruch whether it's mutter or also. That's what we're talking about. Can you be machme for somebody else? Definitely you can't be machme. And even for yourself, you could cause problems. We'll go into this in a second. So again, not talking about something which you're not sure mitzat sofek the rice or even sofek the rabbonon, which are chumas and gzeres the sogum, which we start off talking about. These are api Torah, which we have to be machme. But we're talking about something which be'emes mutter, and then I'll give you an example in a few minutes. Something which be'emes mutter, but then whether you can be machme or not, then you're going to get into problems. There's a mission over. So mission over says, give you one example. Mission of Shammai Oyme Asay Toros Chokva. What does that mean? Baal Tanur explains, Shammai says, Asay Toros Chokva means be consistent in your Torah. That means don't pasken one way for yourself and one way for other people. That means not only, obviously, don't be makel for yourself and machmer for other people, but the Baruch Hu explains it the other way around as well. Don't be machmer for yourself and makel for other people. That means if you have a balmach, you're going to a chasna and asking the caterer, give me a portion of fish, I don't want to eat. He's not Mekayim, the Mishnah of Aseret Torah Sokpah, because he's not consistent with his Pesach. He can't be maker for others and machem for himself. The Shoichet for me is not enough. For you, it's good enough. That's what he's saying. Shammah says Aseret Torah Sokpah, you have to be consistent with Torah. Maybe they consider Hill to be Choyluk on Shammah. You don't have to make Torah Sokpah. But the Mishnah says Aseret Torah Sokpah, you have to be consistent in your Pesach. Lahachme is Issa or Lahasa Samoto, Lahatas. Issa is the same thing. You cannot pass them one way for yourself and another way for other people. Unless it's mitzvah precious, someone who's poor, she doesn't eat. He doesn't only eat in his own house.
Everybody says it's kosher. Yeah. I don't want to.
Okay, we'll go in a second. About chumras, which you don't want to. That's Sheval Tasa. By not doing something, we'll go in a second in the when you can be machmeh for yourself, even when I've been in smutter. So, the first thing is the Mishnah says Rosh Hashanah. A Rov has to pass and be consistent in his Pesach. He can't be less as a mutter le hafes isa. He has to pass for himself the same way he passes for others. Bein lekula, a bein lechumra. Now, there's a Mishnah, a famous Mishnah in Bruch, the beginning of Bruchas. The Machloikis, B'Sham, B'Sil, regarding Krishma. It says in Torah, B'Shoch, B'Kumech, B'Lech, B'Derech. Machloikis, B'Sham, B'Sil. B'Sil say it means the timing when you have to learn Krishma, and B'Sham says it means the position. At night, Krishma Shal Avas, you say laying down, according to Vishama, and Krishma Shal Shachar, you say standing up. Omer Abtaf, Adi Yisibu Baderach, V'teisi Likus Kuna Vishama, Abtaf says I was on the way, and I was machme to Bimakayim, Krishma Shal Avas, I got off my donkey, and I got on the floor, and I was mater to Lion Krishma, V'sikanti Basmei Alislim, I put myself in danger. Something was dead wrong. Now, if Taf was machmer on Shammah, we passed him like this hill. Taf was machmer on Shammah, Chum told him off. Now, this Mishnah says clearly when you have a Shita Yechidor, or you have an Ozga Pasin Talocha, when we pass him the Machloikas Abayev Rubi, we pass him like a Bayev, any Machloikas Tanor, or any Machloikas. We have a clear psak, and the Shulchan Aruch is matir. You cannot be choishish l'shita yichidur and be machmer. The Chorash was chesed in this Mishnah. If the Aruch is like this hill, you're not allowed to be machmer according to Vishama. The Chorash pushed Pshat in Mishnah. We don't have a suffix here. It's not a suffix of rice, it's not a suffix of rabbonim. It's always good passing. We know clearly the Aruch is like this hill. You're not allowed to pass like Vishama. And the same would apply nowadays. You have machloikis achroidim. And the minig is local. Everyone knows this is halacha. You cannot be machmer lechor kishat yichidur. That's the chorah. This is the beginning of the sugya. Be machmer for yourself on something which is mutter. Up to now we talk about being machmer for somebody else. There you go. Many surim be machmer for somebody else. Now we talk about machmer for yourself. The Mishnah says clearly you cannot be machmer for yourself. Something which is laheta you cannot asa. Now there's a terzov in Hilchos Tisha B'Av. He discusses this. The machloikis is the end of Tanis. Kibbutz of Tesporus, having haircuts or washing clothes, until when is it also? We know up until Tisha B'Av is also after Tisha B'Av, after Chatzos of 10th day of Av, there's no more Issa for Kibbutz and Tesporus. There is a shit in the Mishnah. Rav Shimon Gamliel says the whole week of Tisha B'Av. Not Shavuot Shalafonov. Shavuot Shalachar means if Tishah was a Tuesday, for example, till the end of the week, is also B'Kibbutz of Tesporus. The Mechloikis, we pass in the Heter. We pass in the Issa goes up only after Tisha B'Av. The Issa of Tana, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, the Issa of Kibbutz of Tesporus goes till the end of the week. And the Gemara Rova passes the Gemara, like we do today, the Kramei, that the Halacha is only up until Tisha B'Av, there's the Issa to wash your clothes. There were people, Doylim or Yechidim, who were Machmeh, B'shitzah B'shim Gamliel, and didn't wash the clothes, they have a haircut, up until, well, it's holiday time now, I don't know how well it goes down today, but they were machmet till the end of the week, Shavu Shachal B'Tisha B'Av, the whole week was, they were machmet, like a shitter, which is Nidchem Alocha, Rubber Paskins, with Smutter, and they were machmet on the Tana, which is asses. says the Mashal, it's wrong. The Mishnah says in Brochus, who just mentioned, Reb Kafin was Machme Kshet Yichidu, and he was told off, so you cannot be Machme like the other Shittim. And he compares the two Mishnayas together, the Mishnayas of Krishma, the Mishnah of Bisham Basil, the Mishnah of having washing or having a haircut after Tisha B'Av. The same thing. What he means to say is, according to Beis Hillel, there's no mala by lying down Krishna at night. According to Rame, there's no mala of not having anything after Tisha B'Av. So if you're not allowed to be machme, according to Bishamai, where there's no mala according to Beis Hillel, therefore you cannot be machme and not to wash your clothes after Tisha B'Av, and there's no point. He says, you're matzah sasme. Also, that's a litmus din. Stam was matzah sasme bechinam. Stam punishing yourself for no reason. Also, matzah sasme. That's what the mashal says. Says the result is not true. You can mechalik into mishnayos. He says that Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, the arguments in the Krishma, we're getting into problems between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. That means if you want to pass by Beis Shammai, you'll be causing some problems. In the Mishnah in Tanis, when you want to keep your clothes dirty to the end of the week or not have a haircut, does Rameh care if you don't have a haircut? You don't have a haircut. He doesn't care. They still do care if you're passing like Beis Shammai, for a few reasons. First of all, if you won't have a bed at night, what are you going to do? You won't find a bed, you won't like Krishma. If there's a chiv called Beis Shammai to get down and be mutter, and you don't have the means to do it, you could get into problems. As well, this is a bidach covered. There's a big amount of standing up. So if you're being machme, Beis Hillel not happy for you to be machme according to Beis Shammai. Even more, because Beis Hillel say we're talking about b'shachu k'mecho lech lech zman krishma. B'shachu k'mecho is zman krishma by day and by night. If you're machme according to Beis Shammai, that means b'shachu k'mecho means the position. You'll be mezal zman krishma. So Beis Hillel don't like the p'sach of Beis Shammai. In the Mishnah Tanis, Rameh couldn't care less if you keep your clothes dirty, you don't have a haircut at the end of the week. So be machme. Who cares if you're machme? But here in the Mishnah, Rav Tachum was told off to be machme, according to Beis Shammai, because according to Beis Hillel, it's not the right thing to do.
Sorry. Who says according to Beis Shammai that you need a bed? You can lie on the floor.
Lie on the floor. If you know.
I mean,
would you lie on the floor? No.
What?
You wouldn't lie on the floor, really.
But if a person thought that was the only way in which you could be mechanical,
fine. So you look first look for a bed, until you find a bed, you might get into problems. Yeah. It's not something which is not the best way to do it. So according to Beis Hillel, they don't prefer the way of Beis Shammai. In the Mishnah in town, as a result, Rameh couldn't care less if you wash your clothes or not. Makes no difference to him. But in the Mishnah of Ruchas, Beis Hillel do care if you do like Beis Shammai. And therefore, you can be machme if there's no difference to the other shittim. There's another Mishnah in Shabbos. The Mishnah says, no.
A bit of Shoshalayim, right, it's a bit more flexible than Kirshma.
Maybe it is. It's definitely not as chum as a Krishma, 100%. It's only the Rabbanu, not the Raisa. Maybe. You want to be machme, okay? It's hard to be machme. It's not a chum dos alikol, that's what you're saying. It's not a Torah, you want to argue it's a chum dos alikol, you might have to call it. It's only the Rabbanu, it's gefährlich, you want to be machme yourself and not to wash clothes. That's what you were suggesting.
No, I think it's even more than that. Like, in a Torah, Krishna wants us to say Krishna.
This man, right? And according to Beis Shammai, if you're going to be passing like Shammai, you might.
The halachas of Avelis is like a bit more like in the spirit of how the Chachamim interpreted what it means to be ma'avad.
Okay, you're going to something else now. You discuss something which is precious. You want to mekabel atzmi precious. You want to do something more than what you really need to do. And you want to be, you can fast in 3 weeks, people don't have bosan yayin in 3 weeks, not only in 9 days. Something precious, then, if you're doing something precious, then and a chanama. But, as the Torah says, here, Beis Hillel oppose you doing the shit of Beis Shammai. Rameh doesn't really care if you do like Shem Gamliel. Keep it closed up, he doesn't mind. But if Beis Hillel oppose Beis Shammai, then you cannot be machmet. As the Mishnah Shabbos says, that Rav Shem Gamliel said, there's a machloek Beis Shammai about Shisas Kalim on Shabbos where you're not only you, your animal, your avodim and shochus have to rest, your Kalim also have to rest. Shammai said your Kalim have to rest on Shabbos. And Shimon Gamliel says that the Nahagim of Beis Abba, that they used to give their clothes to wash 3 days before Shabbos. They shouldn't, the laundrette shouldn't wash your clothes on Shabbos. Your clothes shouldn't be washed on Shabbos. And Tosfos sometimes asks, how can we do that? Tosfos says in the Mishnah Brachos, you cannot be machmir according to Bishamai. So he says, Shev al Tosfos Hashanah. You're not doing anything. You're refraining from being maker like Basil. In the Mishnah Brachos, you're positively doing an action to do like Bishamai. That's wrong. But if you're doing Shev al Tosfos, you're not having your clothes being washed on Shabbos, then you can be machmir. And if you can be machmir, Shita Yechidor, if it's a Shev al Tosfos, if it's a Kumvase, you cannot go against the Mati and do a positive action to answer it. But if it's a Shev al Tosfos, then he says, it's okay, it's not a problem. Another famous Mishnah in Brochus, the Gemara says in Brochus, someone, Misha Shochach Liberich, the Machloik Misham Basil, whether you have to go back to your place and bench, Fuach Sebech as Muslim, where you ate, do you have to go back or can you bench wherever you are? So, Aloha is, you don't have to go back. But Shammai says, you do have to go back. The Gemara says a story. Someone who was Noik Bishama, he went back and he found a purse of gold. So one of the Shabbat, someone who passes like Shammai, if the Aluchah is like a Sil, how can you positively now go and be Machme Kishita Shammai? So says the Rosh, since the Silla also Moida, it's Lechatchile to go back. That means if someone's amazing who went away, he has to go back. So we see there is a Mala of going back to the same place. So Beis Hillel don't really oppose Beis Shammai in such a strong way and not allow it to go back. If it be real machloikis, then you wouldn't be allowed to be machmir Shammai. Since Beis Hillel also might, there's a hiddur, then you're allowed to be machmir Shammai. And just the close move of the Riyatsiv, he talks about his activist for the Shittas Rebbein in town on Moshe Shabbos. Someone asked him, so he brings out a sefer, he quotes a sefer that says, the Moshe Shabbos in Yevumas, Legaba Chalitza, there's a machloikis we do with it, what type of shoe. And the Gemara says, since today we do with a certain type of sandal, I feel you over you. If Eliyahu Hanavi will come and tell us, the halacha is otherwise, ein shoyim eloy. Since Klausel do this, this is the minhag Yisrael, even Eliyahu Hanavi can't come and change the minhag. That's what the Gemara says. So Ibazoi, if the minhag oilim is shaloi kribayim tam, how can you come and say, I want to pass kribayim tam? I feel Eliyahu Hanavi will come and say, pass kribayim tam. The minhag oilim is local. So he says, on a similar story. If, even according to the Goyim, if you're Machmon Toys Shabbos, you have a mitzvah. It is a hidden mitzvah to be add Shabbos. When the Gemara says, Eliyahu will come, you won't change the minig, is when there's no difference. A minhag sandal. Since we do one way, for Dor Roshos, we're not going to change the other way. But if, even according to the Mekilim, there is a hidden to be Machme, there's nothing wrong with being Machme. Same way the Silva Shaman. If even according to the Silva, there's an Indian to go back for benching, it's not wrong to pass them like Shammai and to be machmir himself to do a shet yichdo, because even according to Basil, even according to the other shet, there is a hiddur on being machmir himself. Now, another example we have. Tfilin Rebbein Tam. Rebbein Tam tfilin. Some people put it on, some people don't put it on. Min aloha, no. The aloha is the pass of shet Rashi, to say that parashit is one way, we make a brocha on shet Rashi. How can we be machmir shet yichdo? Since there's so many Rishonim who of that opinion, and therefore the Shulchan Aruch says, someone was Yerusha Mayim who's Machmen in other places as well, should be Machmen to be Yotzi the other so many Shittas. If it would only be Shittas Yichido, then we definitely wouldn't be putting on Rebbein Tam. There's some other Shittas Yichido, so we ignore. But since this is not only Shittas Yichido, there's so many Rishonim who hold this way, the Shulchan Aruch says, if, yeah, again, we're going to the Torah. But we don't. Every Chumra could come to a Kulah, but this is what Shulchan Aruch said. We follow Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan says, someone who's Machman other things to do this as well, because it's not a Shidduch Kedur, and therefore we do this as well.
Does anyone say that it's because he was Mahalat Baderach?
I thought say I think Rashdam brings the shit in, and he says that we discussed the Mishnah. Tafa was told off for being machme kishita yichido. So it's not true. The Mishnah says v'sikanti v'atzvi v'le'anistim. It doesn't say v'histakanti. V'histakanti would mean I got into a dangerous position. V'sikanti, I endangered myself. He was told off for endangering himself k'shet yichidu. Stamos, if you want to be machmir k'shet yichidu, maybe you can. But you can't put yourself in a sakuna, that's already going too much. That's now the pshat. If you want to be machmir on somebody which is mutter, that he was all told off because he put himself into a great danger. Another small example. There's a shitter of Rav Chitke in the Gemara Shabbos, that we have four suddas of Shabbos. We pass them, we have Shurah suddas of Shabbos, Rav Chitke, one of them. Rav says, you have four suddas of Shabbos. Says Masham Adas later. Someone who says, Kiddush, Shabbos morning, he says, Shigam Zoyans, Yoyitz Nasidus Rav Chitke. Chashash Apikosis. If the halacha is Shurah suddas, and you're Machu Kshit, you can't be Machu Kshit Yechidu. So, what the Terezov says himself in the Chosnish Vav, even someone wants to be Machman himself, Kshit Yechidu, if it's Sheval Tasa, or whatever other explanation we gave, he's not allowed to say the halacha is that way. He can't be a meshaker and say something which is Moses also. You want to mach yourself, didn't I do it for yourself? People now, people like the chumras, the other people should look up to them. That's wrong. Because you go, oh, that's wrong. He's doing. That's not that. You're not allowed to pretend when something is Moses also. If you want to mach for yourself, didn't I, you can do that. If that's the dekulus. But you can't say it's Moses min hadin, or you can't say to do it to show off. Just one more twist. The Machzavitri brings a medrash. The Chazal tell us, Hashem made it easy for us. When a king sends a letter to the nation, then the way it was, they used to respect it and get up and dress and read it in public and make a big to-do when the king sends something. Chazal said, Hashem told us to say Krishna twice a day. Mm-hmm. He made it easy for us. Sit up, or lie down, do every way you want. Oy bazoy, someone who's machmir and is getting up for Krishna, when Ben Zadin is kapastin, there's no difference the way you lie Krishna, you're doing something wrong, because Hashem wants to make it easy for you, and you're making something hard. That means even if someone's machmir himself, it can't be a chumrah which comes because of his punishing himself. It's a chumrah you do because of a habit, you want to do something. But if you feel forced to do it, or you're being imposed to do it, that's wrong. Because Hashem gave us the mitzvahs, even Krishna, which is one of our biggest mitzvahs, Hashem gave it in an easy manner. So if by being machmir yourself, you're doing something wrong. Hashem didn't want to be machmir yourself. Hashem wants to make it easy. So even if you want to be machmir yourself, it has to be done in a way which is enjoyable, not in a way which is punishing yourself, because that is defeating the purpose of the whole Torah mitzvah.